week 22 and 23, we saw an increase in the number of cases compared to week 20, 21, and I think week 19. We had in week 19 about 4 cases, then week 20 about 2, and week 21 about 1 case. Then in week 22, we had 9 cases, and in week 23, we had 15 cases. So that is why they said we are not seeing an increase in the number of new cases.
As you mentioned, at the end of May, the same World Health Organization reported almost similar increase, and they said then that it would take an extraordinary effort to finish the job. What is it that Sierra Leone is not doing?
The challenge that we have is that we continue to see people escaping from quarantine homes. Of course, you remember very well, in the early part of May, we went up to 8 days without a single case. So we had quarantine homes, people escaping from quarantine homes and moved from Gambia to Port Loko and from Port Loko to the western area. But for the past 3 or 4 days, we have only seen an increased number of cases in Port Loko and Gambia because people escaped from quarantine homes. They went to their homes and they were taken to a herbalist. So this is how the disease started spreading. In Gambia, there was one herbalist. He had a son of about 29 years old who usually go out and collect these native herbs. So these were the ones that really spread the disease in Gambia. And according to informed sources, one of the women in Gambia had to escape from the quarantine home through a neighboring house and came to Port Loko. So this is how the disease spread for the past 1 to 2 weeks.
Dr. Kabo, what does this new report do to Sierra Leone's hope of being declared Ebola-free?
We have said it several times that the road to zero is going to be bumpy. We're going to have cases here and there. But with the collective efforts of our partners, we are now zooming in into this hotspot so that we ensure that people do not move from a particular village to another, just to actually ensure that after the 21 days, we're able to have an Ebola-free community. And we know it is actually very much challenging, but going with what we have as human resource, with what we have as interventions, active case surveillance, and contact tracing, I'm sure in the next 3 weeks, we'll be able to actually go again, start counting zero up to 42 days.